I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, drone missiles killed a top Hamas leader and his lieutenants in an apartment in Beirut. All eyes are on Israel, although the nation hasn't claimed the strike. Some fear this could lead to violent escalation between Lebanon's Hezbollah and the IDF. But is conflict with Israel enough to pull Hezbollah into war alongside Hamas? In times of conflict, Pierre Hosny with Horizons International says believers should look to the Bible for direction and hope. For example, take 1st and 2nd Kings.
It helps me to just kind of draw back and say, you know what? I'm going to be like Elijah in that time. He made it through the rule of four different kings of Judah, and he was always just faithfully proclaiming the word of the Lord.
Horizons International carries out gospel initiatives in Lebanon. Pray that believers will be ambassadors for Jesus. And the past 5 years have been rough for mental health in the United States. Roughly 40 million adults had a mental health condition in 2018. By 2023, those numbers jumped to more than 52 million adults. Set Free's Pete Noor says,
following COVID, we're in a different world to some degrees right now, and more help is needed than ever.
Set Free USA helps people address the spiritual roots of mental health issues and find freedom in Christ. Director Steve Vandermolen says the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Our demand continues to increase, and it is our desire to respond to people asking for a freedom appointment within 30 days. And right now, especially with women, we're out 60 or more days.
As a Set Free USA volunteer, you can help others escape spiritual chains that have held them back for years. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.